Lawmaker tells Californians to flee state over bill favoring gender-affirming parents in child custody disputes. A California state senator suggested at a packed Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on a pro-transgender bill that fighting to preserve parental rights in the state is a lost cause and advised California parents to leave if they know what's best for their children and families. State Senator Scott Wilk made the remark at a June 13 hearing on proposed legislation that critics claim has been crafted to pressure family court judges to favor gender-affirming parents in child custody disputes. In the past, Wilk said he has encouraged people to keep fighting to protect parental rights. But not anymore. I've changed my mind on that. If you love your children, you need to flee California, he said. You need to flee. We are moving towards the pathway of the Handmaid's Tale. California is becoming the new Gilead. Wilk, a native-born Californian who has served in the state legislature for more than a decade, said he's seen the state shift away from protecting children and parental rights. I've come to the conclusion that we need to start protecting parents, and it's just not happening. I've been here and witnessed a full frontal assault on charter schools, taking away parents' choice on how their children can be educated, to the detriment particularly of children of color, he said. In recent years, we have put government bureaucrats between parents, children, and doctors when it comes to medical care, and now we have this where if a parent does not support the ideology of the government, they're going to be taken away from the home. I can assure you this not going to end with divorce proceedings. Wilk said he loves California, but will leave the state someday because of its policies. I'm not going to stay in this state, because it's just too oppressive, he said. I believe in freedom, and so I'm going to move to America when I leave the legislature. Assembly Bill 957 suggests that children are better off in the custody of parents willing to affirm their child's chosen gender identity than those who aren't. The original text of the bill stated it would require family court judges to consider a parent's willingness to affirm their child's chosen gender identity as being in the best interest of the child, but was amended to include a parent's affirmation of the child's gender identity as part of the health, safety, and welfare considerations in determining what is in the best interest of the child. Custody disputes. Aaron Friday, a Western U.S. regional co-leader of Our Duty, an international organization that opposes transgender ideology, told the committee that AB 957 would make California the only state in the nation to codify into law that parents who don't comply with pressure to affirm a child's chosen gender identity of the child are abusive. Friday, an attorney whose daughter used to believe that she was a boy, said AB 957 will allow child protective services to target parents who reject transgender theory and refuse to use a child's preferred pronouns. In child custody cases, she said, family court judges will be compelled to favor the parent who will affirm their child's delusion, regardless of the child's age, comorbid mental health issues, or absurdity of the identity adopted. Abigail Martinez testified at the hearing that a judge placed her teenage daughter, Yaley, who identified as transgender, in a group home after a social worker accused her of child abuse for hesitating to call her daughter by male pronouns. My daughter was murdered by a gender ideology. CPS took my daughter when she was 16 years old, she told the committee. I lost my daughter over a name and pronouns. Even after I promised to call her a male name, it wasn't enough. Yaley was in horrible mental and physical pain from taking testosterone, which she was prescribed without parental consent, Martinez said. My daughter was not a boy trapped in a girl's body. She had mental health issues, Martinez said. My daughter was given testosterone instead of therapy. When Yaley was taken from her mother's care, Martinez said LGBT groups used her story to raise money and promote the trans agenda. By the time the child abuse claim against her was finally dropped, Martinez said it was too late. My daughter knelt down in front of a train, Martinez said. I beg you. Stop pushing gender ideology. I don't want any parent to feel what I feel every day. Affirmation is not good for the health, safety, and welfare of any child. It has been 3 years and 164 days since I lost my daughter, Yili, she told the committee. I miss her every single day. Assemblywoman Lori Wilson, a mother of a transgender child who introduced the bill, told the committee that when parents do not agree on affirming a transgender, gender-diverse, or intersex child's gender identity, California family law fails to provide guidance on how judges should consider the best interests of a TGI child. Initially, the bill was written to amend a section of the state's family law and the Code of Civil Procedure, but was narrowed in scope to change only Family Code 3011. However, the amendments taken do not substantially differ from its previous version, she said. The changes provide better clarity so that judges can include the affirmation of a child's gender identity as a factor when deciding what is in the best interest of the child's health, safety, and welfare in custody disputes, she said. This amendment allows judicial discretion when conducting an analysis of the best interests of the child, Wilson said. She argued that parental acceptance is crucial to protect LGBT youth from depression and substance abuse, and that social support from friends and family members is strongly associated with the positive mental development, physical health, and overall well-being of the child. Being antagonistic to a child's gender identity dramatically affects a child's mental well-being. Conversely, in TGI children that experience familial acceptance, suicide attempts are reduced by half, she said. Many TGI children are not safe in their own homes because of a nonconforming or abusive caretaker. This leads many TGI youth to run away from home, leaving them vulnerable to housing, instability, exploitation, and abuse. Melissa Thomas of the Women's Foundation of California, a co-sponsor of the bill, told the committee current law doesn't address the unique needs of TGI kids, particularly in the really difficult situations where only one parent affirms their child's gender identity. Thomas, who announced her preferred pronouns as they slash them, said AB 957 would conform to guidelines set by the World Professional Association for Transgender Health and American Academy of Pediatrics, that affirming a child's gender identity is integral to their health, safety, and welfare. Jonathan Clay of Trans Youth Liberation and Trans Family Support Services said the amended bill would allow judicial discretion and simply add gender affirmation to the current list of factors to consider for custody and visitation. We have served many families that have found themselves in family court with one parent who's following the lead of the child and affirming, and one parent who's not. The situation puts the child and the family in a very vulnerable position, Clay said. All Democratic senators on the committee voiced support for the bill, although several suggested it lacked clarity on what constitutes affirmation. State Senators Ben Allen and Angelique Ashby also warned that vague wording in the bill could cause problems with interpretation of the law and for judges in the family court system if the term isn't more clearly defined. The committee voted 8-2 in favor of the bill, moving it further along in the legislative process. Democratic Senators Allen, Ashby, Anna Caballero, Maria Elena Durazo, John Laird, Dave Min, Tom Umberg, and Scott Weiner voted in favor of it, and while Wilk and Senator Roger Niello voted against it. Senator Henry Stern did not vote. Weiner's rebuttal. Senator Scott Weiner objected to Wilk's reference to The Handmaid's Tale, a popular TV series based on a science fiction novel by Canadian feminist Margaret Atwood, first published in 1985. The story is set in a fictitious country named Gilead. If you look at that story, what happened there is women were forced to give birth, and LGBTQ people were executed by hanging. I just want to say that, because I just strongly disagree with that remark, Weiner said. As the principal co-author of the bill, Weiner pointed out he has been harshly criticized on social media as an openly gay man without children, even more than Wilson, who introduced the bill. As a lead member of the California Legislative LGBTQ Caucus, Weiner has led the push for gender-affirming care, which advocates for transgender surgeries and the use of cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers on children. One of his bills, Senate Bill 107, enacted on January 1, made California a trans sanctuary state, and is intended to shelter out-of-state parents of transgender children who flee to California from laws against such medical interventions in their home states. European models. Niello raised concerns about gender-affirming care being pushed in the U.S., while several European countries, including the United Kingdom, Sweden, Finland, and Norway, are shifting away from this model of healthcare. He referenced the independent and systematic CAS review conducted in the United Kingdom, which led to the closure of the Tavistock Clinic closure in London. Niello said the bill would elevate the gender-affirming care model as an accomplished science and the appropriate approach by parents in the California family court system, ignoring the warnings of European health authorities that data is inconclusive and that more study is needed. Given the conclusions of the UK and those three Scandinavian countries, not exactly restrictive type societies, I have concerns about making the conclusion that this bill does bring into a custody dispute, he said. Britain's National Health Service announced on June 9 it would ban the use of puberty blockers on children, except in clinical trials. In the U.S., President Joe Biden, in his remarks at the White House on June 8, condemned attempts to ban sex change surgeries and transgender medical interventions on children, calling such proposed legislation cruel and callous. Parental rights poll. A recent survey by Rasmussen Reports and Real Impact found that 82% of likely voters in California disagree with the notion that parents surrender their parental rights when their children enter the public school system, including 69% who strongly disagree. The survey also found that an overwhelming majority of California voters would support laws requiring schools to notify parents if a student identifies as transgender. Meanwhile, California Democrats quashed a bill that would do exactly that. AB 1314, introduced by Assemblyman Bill Asaley, would have given school staff 3 days to notify parents in writing if they find a student is identifying as a gender other than what is stated on their birth certificate, but it was killed in committee. Assembly Education Committee Chairman Al Muritsuchi issued a statement on April 10, saying the committee would not hear the proposed legislation, not only because the bill is proposing bad policy, but also because a hearing would potentially provide a forum for increasingly hateful rhetoric targeting LGBTQ youth. Parental rights rally. At a press conference organized by a coalition of parental rights advocates preceding the hearings, two fathers embroiled in child custody disputes with gender-affirming ex-wives described how they've been shut out of their young sons' lives. Adam Vina, a father who is fighting for custody of his 5-year-old son, Aiden, claims the boy's mother has been socially transitioning him for 2 years. I have not seen, held, or had contact with my son, Aiden, for over 2 years now, Vina said. At 2 years old, out of nowhere, his mother started putting my son in a dress and identifying him as a girl. Her family bought him makeup and rainbow shoes. When Aiden was the age of 3, he told me his mom had given him a pink dress for his birthday. Vina said he doesn't support the social gender transitioning of his son, nor AB 957. This is crazy. The parent who wants to change the child's perfect body is abusive, Vina said at the state capitol. My personal beliefs and my First Amendment rights were squashed because I did not want my son wearing a dress. When Vina expressed to the boy's mother that had concerns about how the child was being raised, he was called abusive and had a restraining order placed against him. My son Aiden was not born in the wrong body. He was born in the wrong state, he said. Another dad, Harrison Tinsley, said he lost custody of his 3-year-old son and claims the boy's mother is using they/them pronouns and dressing the boy as a girl against his son's wishes. I'll never stop fighting for him no matter what law California puts in place. They're coming for our children, and we need to take a stand against it, he said. We need to stand together, draw a line in the sand and say, no more. You're not taking our kids from us. Through the darkness, we will be the light for our kids. We will always fight. Jennifer Kennedy, a parent and attorney, said AB 957, AB 223, and AB 665 are a series of bills linked with others to usurp the authority of parents over their children and push gender ideology. These laws that have come out of the legislature this session are like train cars, stacked one after the other, with every single one aimed at our children, our relationships with our children, and our rights as parents, and they are barreling down the track at us, she said. Kennedy said AB 223, which would seal public records of name and gender changes, is unnecessary. It's not protecting trans and non-binary youth. It's protecting the adults who wish to come into court and change a gender marker of a child and hide what they're doing from the public, she said. They're trying to create a problem in order to hook up this next train car in the train of all these anti-parent and anti-family bills. Tara Thornton, founder of California-based civil rights group Freedom Angels, warned parents at the press conference that AB 957 will weaponize gender identity in family courts. AB 665, which parental rights advocates have called state-sanctioned kidnapping, would emancipate 12-year-old children and allow them to go to residential group homes if they disagree with their parents, she said. The bill is slated for hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee on June 20. At 12, children are at their most vulnerable and are easily influenced by social media, peer groups, and tend to behave impulsively, Thornton said. We should be building programs, fostering communication between parents and children, and focusing on the mental health, not emancipating, she said. But moving to a group home might sound good to those don't want to abide by their parents' boundaries, she said. If you are outraged, if you are choking back tears, that is the appropriate human emotion for what is going on here, Thornton said. We can stop this because most of humanity does not side with this extremism. They want healthy children and healthy families. It's in our hands.